Say welcome and thank you ever so much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass, so very close to Christmas, Tuesday, December the 23rd, 2008. It is snowing here in Vancouver, something we haven't had in like 10 years is a white Christmas. It's going to be different. So, my name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me at Carla, Carla, at retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. My direct line that I answer is 778-835-4032. And during the call tonight, if you have a comment or a question and you are too shy to speak out loud on the call, that's absolutely fabulous. We can just have you send in an email to Carla at retirewithcarla.com, and I will do my best to address your question or your comment on the call. So, I am building a team, and I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported as they build their own business. If that's you, send me an email to retirewithcarla.com, pardon me, Carla at retirewithcarla.com, and we'll have a chat. See if we can get something happening, join the team, do a joint venture. Today, being 2 days before Christmas, I wanted to talk to you about giving. Now, I personally don't consider giving to be a seasonal thing and believe that it is something that we need to do all year round, and that I personally do all year round. As you know, I am a human resources consultant for the federal government here in Canada, and I have payroll deductions. And one of my old beliefs used to be that I didn't give my money away. It was hard earned. It wasn't easy to come by. I wasn't giving my money away. And then one day, the boss came to the other team leader and I and said, "One of you has to run the United Way campaign for human resources this year." And the other team leader and I looked at each other and went, "Oh my gosh, how in the world are we going to do that? We don't have enough time to get our job done as it is, much less adding running a United Way campaign." Now, our HR directorate wasn't that big, thank goodness. It was only about 90 people. But still, we looked at each other and neither of us felt we had the time to do it. So we were going to be very democratic about it. We flipped a coin. And I lost. But as the campaign went on, and as I was more and more involved, I began to realize I didn't lose. I won. And the other team leader is the person who lost. And I, since then, have become more and more and more of a giver. And what I want to talk to you about tonight is some of the benefits of that giving. Because it's not important how you dress, but it's important how you present yourself. So, we, as responsible adults in this world, need to ensure that future generations are givers as well. And it's never too early for families or society to make sure that children understand about being generous and about donating to charity. And I'm not going to judge. Giving is giving. And the people to whom you donate are always going to be very appreciative of what your motives are. And you don't have to donate money. You can donate food, clothes. I'm an animal lover. We have three pets. You can donate pet supplies. You can donate blood. You can donate your time. So there are a multitude of things that you can donate. And as the years have gone by since that United Way campaign, and that United Way campaign was back, I believe, in 2000 or 2001, I would have to double check. But since then, I have become more and more of a giver. And it's very, very surprising. They say in order to start the receiving process, you must give. So I started it that year. And each year since then, I have been able to increase my pledge to the United Way. We have also been able to pledge money in other areas. We have been able to donate our time. I mean, even something as small as last night, I was standing here looking out the window of my construction zone, and one of my neighbors was having difficulty in the snow. She was stuck. So I went downstairs and said to my husband, "Hey, dear, there's someone stuck out there. Let's get our coat and boots and hats and scarves on and go out and give him a hand. A neighbor needs our assistance." So we went out, and between the four of us, we were able to get that car out of the way of, you know, out of blocking the road from someone else, and get her securely back into her regular parking spot. So it doesn't have to be money. It can be time. It can be just a helping hand. So there's no right or wrong amount when it comes to giving time, money, food. Doesn't matter how much it is. It's the process of giving. And one of the really awesome things about giving is it releases the endorphins. And these endorphins are the feel-good ones, and they are the chemicals that are in our body that assist us in reducing stress. So when you're giving, and even giving in that environment, even like last night coming back in, it was cold outside, but we came back in and we were energized, both physically and mentally. It would really be impossible to overemphasize the joy and the rewards that you get from doing volunteer. There, my mother-in-law Kay was always, she always had the book out, The Random Acts of Kindness. And Julie Kaufman talks from the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, talks about different ways that you can give that cost you very little, and you can reap tons of rewards. And one of them is simple as saying, as sending a thank you card to someone. How many times have you gone to the mailbox and all that's been there is bills? Wouldn't it be absolutely awesome to have a card from someone saying thank you for something that you had done? Or just saying hello. It was great to see you. Getting a personal card rather than just your bills. I'll bet you anything, it does the same thing to you as it does to me. It really puts a smile on my face. Just opening it, just knowing that, hey, this is a personal card. Holding the door open for someone. Pretty simple, right? Years and years ago, I was on a bus tour in San Diego. And personally, when I go to a new city, I like to take the bus tour that lets me see the most amount of stuff in the least amount of time, so that I can find out what it is that I really like about that city, and then I can go back and take a look. But there was this woman who kept kind of budging in to make sure that she got behind me in the lineups as we were doing things around this tour. And she finally looked at me and she laughed and she said, "I really like being behind you. You're one of the very few people on this tour who actually holds the door open all the time." And wow, did that ever make me feel good? And it was just something my mother had taught me to do. You hold the door open for people. So do that for someone one day. Just smile and hold the door. You'll be surprised at the response you will get from most people. Most people are very grateful. You can help an elderly person with their snow shoveling, with their raking their leaves in the spring, in the fall. Just helping an elderly person do some yard cleanup. It only will take, 15 or 20 minutes of your time in some cases. And you're doing a huge benefit for that senior citizen. You may be part of the reason that they can actually stay in their own home longer. And we all know that we do much better when we are in our own home rather than in a foreign environment or having to move into the old age home. Another thing that Julie Kaufman talks about is smiling at people as you walk down the street. Random acts of kindness. Now, I practice this as I walk from the transit station, the rapid transit station where I get off, down to the office building where I go to my slave camp during the week. And it's really sad, but probably only about 1 in 10 people will smile back. Most people will avoid looking at me. But I do notice that as I smile at some people consistently, because every once in a while I'll see the same people all the time, they too start to smile back. So you can add that little bit of a smile to someone's day. So I want you to stop and smile right now. Put a smile on your face. It doesn't have to be a real smile. You can think it feels like a fake smile. Put that smile on your face and see how it makes you feel. See how it makes you perk up a little bit. Doing that for someone else, that random act of kindness, can add a bright spot to someone's day. If you do it first thing in the morning, hey, they may turn around and give it back. So sending a thank you card, holding the door open for someone, helping an elderly neighbor, or smiling at people as you walk down the street. 4 little random acts of kindness that you could do on a consistent basis. That is one way of giving. What I'd really like to hear are some stories about how you already give. Whether they be things like the random acts of kindness or whether you give in a much bigger way. I'd really love to hear your success stories, and that would be to Carla at retirewithcarla.com, and share your stories. I'd love to hear about them. I'd love to use them on other Terrific Tuesday teleclasses if you don't mind me doing that. So what are some of the benefits that you get when you give? Whether you give big, whether you give small, whether you give time, money, food, pet supplies. One of the benefits are you can put it on your resume. I once had the honor of judging a contest for a Soroptimus Society here in Vancouver. And it was amazing what some of those young ladies had done, and they're only grade 12, what they had done just in school, and how they had given back to their school, to their society. It was one of the most difficult decisions that I ever had to do, was judge these resumes and choose the people who were going to get the bursary. It was a very, very difficult decision. And it brought tears to my eyes, the thought of all these young people giving back And to me, that's ensuring that we are creating that generation of future givers. It really did my heart a lot of good. But as a person who works as a human resources consultant, putting the volunteer work, the way you give on your resume, lets potential employers know that you are a caring person, that you care about the neighborhood you live in, the society, the people around you, or in my particular case, the animals around us. So that's one of the benefits of giving, putting it on your resume. Number two benefit is it can improve your health. And you think, Carla, what do you mean? How can giving improve my health? Well, a few moments ago, I spoke about the fact that giving releases those endorphins, commonly known as the feel-good chemicals. Those assist in reducing our stress. And the less stress we put on our system, the less hard our system has to work in order to keep us healthy. So therefore, we will benefit from the less stress in our lives. When you stop and think and you do one of the little exercises, okay, see what stress does to your body. So bring your arms in tight, hold them close up to you, and tense your whole body, tense your whole body, and then relax. Adding the stress to your life, that's what you do to your body. You're tensing up all the cells in your body by adding that stress. So when you relax and let that go, or let those endorphins work for you, you are ensuring that you're giving yourself a little shot of health. Number three benefit is it can assist you in developing relationships. That very, very first time that I led the campaign for the United Way, I was able through that campaign to interact with people on a very different level than I had in the past. And I was able to develop different relationships with those people. And through the giving and the volunteering that I have done over the years, I have made some great friends. It is amazing how it assists you in seeing someone in a different light. And what I found the most surprising was the people who do give and their whole attitude about giving. It really taught me some things about relationships and judging. And I have learned since then that you don't judge, because most times you're wrong. So it's much better to develop the relationship and get to know the person. And by volunteering and working in that kind of environment, you really do get to know people a lot better, what they're like during stressful situations, you know, where their heart really is, and the time and the effort and the dedication that people put in. It may not even be a ton of time, but just the passion that people display when they are doing something for someone else. Now, the other part that was a real surprise to me was how much fun it can be. And two, when we're having fun, we're releasing some more of those fun endorphins. We're reducing the stress, so the fun is actually also assisting us in being healthier. It's developing those relationships. I have had so much fun over the years working on United Way campaigns. And actually, since that year, I have been involved in every single one of the United Way campaigns. I haven't missed a year. And they are so much fun. We get involved in different activities. They're creative. We get to stretch our imagination. And having fun with those people, building up events, because usually the events that we put on are fun. That's, you know, you want people enjoying themselves and believing that this giving experience is fun. And through that, you're developing new skills. That's number five, developing new skills. I didn't realize how creative I could be. Now, I'm a sewer. I sew my own clothes, and I create my own little outfits all over the place. But it was wonderful to be able to get the realization that you can develop those skills in other areas. And coming up with suggestions and for different activities that we can do to get people involved, to get people donating, giving, you know, whether it's for the food bank or for the pet shelters, all the different things that you get involved in, whether you're canvassing, so you learn to talk to people a little differently, you learn a little bit more about communication, whether it be the creativeness of coming up with the ideas, the leadership of letting people run with the ideas and giving them that environment that fosters the creative juices flowing. You also reduce your stress. That's number six. Now, I've talked about that in terms of the getting healthy, releasing those stress endorphins, reducing your stress. Giving is a way of life, and giving starts the receiving process. And actually, the quote by Jim Rohn is, "Giving is better than receiving, because it starts the receiving process." It is wonderful what it can do for your life, in your life. Now, this is the season for giving, but what I would like you to consider is giving all year long, because the food bank still needs donations in the summertime. The pets still need shelters in the spring, in the fall. If you make your donations automatic so that you don't have to remember, in most cases, the company or the organization will benefit more because of the administrative costs associated with the giving, and they can count on the fact that you're giving every month, you're setting up a track record. It enables them to plan better. Or you can just give in one fell swoop at one time of the year. To give anything less than your best is a sacrifice of the gift. That's from Prefontaine. And ask yourself, are you giving your best today and every day? Are you giving that smile? Are you sending a thank you card? Are you holding open a door? Take some time to think about how you give. Take some time to think about how you feel when you give. And do you want more of that in your life? Because as Jim Rohn says, giving starts the receiving process. So, in wrapping up, there are 6 benefits to giving that can give to you all year long. You can put it on your resume. It can improve your health. It can assist you in developing relationships. It's fun. You're developing new skills, and you're reducing your own stress. And believe it or not, the giving is not about you. The giving gets you away from it being about you. It's about the other person and what you can do to impact and assist them in a time of need. So I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and all the best of the season. Enjoy the time with your family and your friends. And I look forward to hearing from you via email. So keep those emails coming. I do love to read them. And remember, please do share your experiences with giving and how you practice random acts of kindness. And I look forward to hearing you on the next call. And please remember to have fun. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.